and ordinance establishing fees for administrative services provided by the City of Marshall, Missouri on behalf of the boards and commissions of the city.
I guess I'll speak on this. So we spoke about this at length last time. It should be noted that the wide majority of the departments were paying something for the last 3 years. Not every department is fully aware that they were paying something for the last 3 years. So band and library and even park, their fees will actually go down compared to what they've been paid. I want to mention to the council that I think we need to do a better job of letting band and library for sure know what their balances are, right? What do they have in reserves? What is their revenues, what are their expenses? I don't think we've done a good job in the last 3 or 4 years of educating them. So I've made a commitment to make sure that they get that pending. No one has an issue with that. I think it's more than fair. That's, I guess, my last comment.
Can I interject?
Yes.
Okay. I think Jeff has some very pertinent information that you all need to review before you go through the second ordinance or the second reading on this ordinance. We've gone through MPUA, talked to 21 other utility companies, and we've seen what their cities are doing comparatively. And without getting in the weeds too much, I really think you need to review this before you pass this ordinance. My request would be that we table this for this meeting, give you time to review the information, as well as maybe clear up some things in the ordinance that could be interpreted several different ways. There's a lot of things that I believe other departments aren't clear of that need to be better clarified before this passes.
And I've got information here. I can pass it out or I can email you guys later. I do think, I know my staff and I've, and we didn't really know about this until a couple weeks ago. I think, given the short period of time, I think we've got a pretty good amount of information here that I think would be good for you to review before you make a decision. And that's all we could ask. I mean, it's again, good information. I think if you reviewed it, it would be again, that's all we can ask before you make a decision.
It might not be a bad idea to meet with virtually every board, not every board, but every department head, to make sure that everybody does know what's going on and what's involved, so there's no questions or surprises down the road.
I guess my comment is, we've talked about this for 3 previous meetings and other department meetings that MMU had not participated in, so it's not just a couple weeks ago. Providing this information is fantastic. I wish it was not this evening. I wish it was 4 days ago or a week ago, whenever you gathered that information. I'm glad you're comparing this to other cities at the same time. Did you ask, what is their pilot and how do they calculate the pilot?
Would you like me to hit on some highlights of that?
As soon as I finish with.
Okay.
So, what is the economic development structure of that city? How are they doing? Are they thriving or are they struggling like ourselves? Are the departments, what is their revenue stream compared to the city's revenue stream? What's the percentage? I mean, there's a lot of different things that we could ask the question and we could go back and forth. I guess we could have that conversation, but I think we need to set policy of what we think is best for Marshall.
And obviously we don't have all the information we'd have liked. We've got quite a bit. We've got admin fees, pilot fees, free services, pilot percentages, a lot of that. There's a lot of different details, but I don't know that in my mind, at least, that you could make the best decision for the utilities and the city as a whole without reviewing. That's just, again, we just got it put together. If I'd have had it last week, I'd have been glad to give it. It got wrapped up this afternoon. So, I mean, had I had it earlier, I would have been more than glad to have shared it. I'm offering it to you now. So that's all I can do at this point.
You're brand new, JD. Do you have any comments or thoughts? I mean, you're probably too early to have an opinion on this at all.
You know, it's really up to the city council. As far as the additional information goes and the comparison, I think the, you know, it's a good point of discussion. At the end of the day, the decision is a business decision by the city council based on kind of the unique circumstances of MMU and the city, and at what point you think that that's comparable. With regard to other systems in other cities, you know, there's a lot of variables that to be considered. So it's really up to you, I think, about getting into a really lengthy discussion about the variables that come with different systems, level of debt service, rates, treatment processes, city funds, things like that. So it's, again, this is really the domain of the city council to make the decision, and how much additional information discussion you want is really up to you at this point. So I appreciate the addition of kind of comparisons of other communities and other systems. I know those sometimes come into the discussion when there's rate increases, but again, you know, those aren't always, you know, kind of an apples-to-apples comparison, because, you know, a rate increase in one city may not reflect the cost of treatment in another city, for example. So that would be my only comment at this point, so.
Does the information you have compare all of those items, or is it strictly about administrative fees?
About administrative fees and pilots, primarily. And free services.
And pilots, okay.
And to clear out the pilots, that's not coming out of your budget. That's coming directly from the citizens. You're just passing that fee on.
Correct.
Correct. So I'd make a motion to accept this second reading as ordinance is written.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
There's a motion on the floor.
I'll second.
Wow.
Craig Thompson.
No.
Simmons, or excuse me, Hendricks.
Stay.
Aarons.
Yes.
Leon Thompson.
Yes.
Ashford.
Yes.
Guthrie.
No.
Brandt. It's three yes, two no, one abstain, and one absent.